During President Johnson's term, there must have been the greatest outpouring of legislation in American history on the domestic front. And it was the team of Califano and Cohen that produced this stream. I think Wilbur collected something like 60 signing pens during that period. And Wilbur was Assistant Secretary for Legislation, and Joe, of course, was President Johnson's chief advisor in the domestic area. He later became Secretary of HEW, but I'm going to introduce him as Wilbur's friend.
Thank you, Bob, Mrs. Cohen, and the family. Lyndon Johnson introduced me to Wilbur Cohen. Shortly after the president brought me to the White House, he said, "To put together good social programs, you must work with those who understand what it is for people to bleed and to cry." And Wilbur Cohen knows that better than anyone else. For almost 4 years, I was privileged to work closely with Wilbur. For him, government was the servant and friend of people, not the master and enemy. For him, government's noblest duty was to help the vulnerable in our society. And he taught me that a public servant's highest calling was to conceive, enact, and deliver social programs to fulfill that obligation. For him, every problem was a challenge, every victory just another step in the road to social progress, every defeat an opportunity to regroup. During the often bitter struggles to pass Medicare and Medicaid, Wilbur never lost his zest or enthusiasm or his sense of humor. President Johnson was increasingly impatient with our inability to move Medicare and Medicaid legislation out of the House Ways and Means Committee. And sitting in a small green hideaway adjoining the Oval Office, Johnson pressed Larry O'Brien and Wilbur Cohen to get the legislation out. O'Brien said, "Mr. President, we can't get a bill out without acceding to the doctor's demands for their customary fees and the hospital demands for payment on a cost-plus basis." "What will it cost?" Johnson snapped. Wilbur Cohen's eyes impishly twinkled, and he responded, "Only $500 million. "Only $500 million, Johnson roared, "Move it out." And so Medicare and Medicaid moved out of the House Ways and Means Committee in this room and into the lives of millions of older and needy Americans. In January 1969, as I worked on President Johnson's final budget message, Wilbur Cohen called and said he wanted to come over to the West Wing. "Let's lay the seeds for the next generation of great society programs," he said as soon as he sat down. I was exhausted from 4 years with Johnson and incredulous. "I've got a program," Wilbur said, "Kitty Care, a Medicare program for all the children of America." Then he added with that twinkle back in his eye, "Over time, we can close the gap between children and senior citizens." "And we'll finally have a health care for all Americans." So if you go back and read President Johnson's final budget message, as I did this week, you'll find three Wilbur Cohen proposals recommended to the Congress. First, one to provide access to health services from prenatal care for the mother to complete medical care for the child through age one. Second, one to extend Medicare to the 2 million Americans then receiving Social Security disability. That's been done, thanks to Wilbur, who kept working on it long after he left the White House without even losing a step. And third, one to protect all families against the cost of catastrophic illness or injuries. That day will soon come in America. Wilbur worked right up to the last minutes of the Johnson presidency. For almost a year, throughout all of 1968, we tried to build what some of you may recall, a new town in town, a new sparkling neighborhood inside a city to prove that it could be done. The centerpiece of the new town in town was to be a spectacular modern complex for the elderly, housing, recreation, nursing home, medical care, so senior citizens could live their final years or months in dignity. We're unable to get the necessary clearances here in the District of Columbia, so President Johnson said, let's do it in Austin, Texas, where he had a little more control. During the last days of his administration, the president asked Wilbur Cohen to get the job done. Wilbur did. I'm sure as Eloise remembers, flying back to Washington on the morning of January 20th, 1969, with all the papers signed and delivering them to President Johnson just before he left the White House. When I became Secretary of HEW in 1977, I thought it was necessary to begin to trim back Social Security a little to protect it and to increase the funds going into it. Wilbur vehemently disagreed and created SOS, Save Our Security. It was the only dispute of our lives, and like good Democrats, we went at it. But never personally. In the whitest heat of battle, Wilbur never questioned my personal commitment to social justice, and I never wavered in my admiration for his devotion to vulnerable Americans, for I knew that their cause was never championed with more love or energy than by Wilbur Cohen. Wilbur's in heaven now. I'm sad that he's passed away, but I'm glad he's there ahead of the rest of us, because one thing is certain. For those of us fortunate enough to join him, there'll be a generous Social Security program, all the health care we need, the finest education any of us could wish for our children, and Wilbur will make sure that the Assembly of Angels appropriates all the funds necessary to do the job. Thank you.